My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
That's funny. Vet, I don't look at myself as a vet. Yeah, I'm still learning. You know, you got, you know, actual, I guess, vet as far as time with the Bills. Yeah. You know, MVS, Matt, Curtis, all those guys. I still look at them as our vets, and I'm still, as I'm trying to transition into, you know, leading, still also following as well and learning things and picking things up from those guys who've been in the league for a while. So they're all great.
Have any of those guys come to you, just with your familiarity with Josh, have they already come to you a little bit, just kind of nuances, maybe pointers, or just helping them kind of get familiar with this offense?
Yeah, I mean, as far as playbook, yes, definitely. I mean, we spend a lot of time with Josh after practice, just running things. You know, you only get so many reps in a day, right? So whenever we have to take it upon ourselves to, you know, right after practice, spending the you know, however long it is, you know, getting reps, running certain routes, a feel for things, talking to Josh as a group, you know, because someone might think this, but somebody else is thinking a different way, you know, so making sure we're on the same page as well. So it's always great to obviously get the reps during practice, but after practice as well, as, you know, we're all picking each other's brains, and Josh is also, you know, letting us know what he thinks and what he feels. And like I said, just everybody getting on the same page.
How much more ownership do you see Josh taking in this offense now? You know, we've got Joe Brady saying this is Josh's offense. Mm-hmm. How much more ownership than maybe a couple of years back, especially with all the changes you see him taking?
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very, you know, real with us and lets us know what we need to do. And like I said, if something's not wrong, he's the first one. If something's not right, he's the first one to speak up and let us know, you know, what he's feeling and how he's thinking. And it's great, you know, to be able to go back and forth with your quarterback like that and talk things out and make sure that, like I said before, everybody's on the same page. So he's definitely somebody, you know, when we're watching film, we're out on the practice field, right, when something's happening, he's, you know, you go to him, he'll talk you through it. He'll let you know, if you did great or if you need to do something else better in the route. And it's all, you know, working together to get to where we want to be. Yeah, I've always been one. I'm big on lead by example. I'm big on just doing what you're supposed to be doing, being on time. You know, the simple things, being on time, being where you're supposed to be. You know, so those things I've talked, you know, with a couple people, and it's as far as just, you know, trying to become a little more vocal, you know, and that doesn't mean, you know, hoorah and all over the place. Right. But just, you know, like I said, whether, you know, the younger guys, I know I'm probably still one of the youngest, but you know, whether they have questions on the playbook or whatever it is, and knowing and letting them know that you can come to me and talk to me about anything, and if I don't know the answer, I'll make sure I get it for you.
What kind of advantage can it be to have such a variety of skill sets and size and speed and different things in that room?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I mean, I think, you know, you look at us from just the whole room as a whole, you know, we have the quickness, the speed, the strength, the, you know, short, tall, you know, we have everything. And I think it's great, you know, training camp is great because, you know, we get to see just as well as OTAs, you know, just see what everybody's capable of doing. And everybody is, you know, looking to take that next step right now, and we're feeding off of each other. You know, everybody's making big boy plays. You know, Keon making big boy plays down in the red zone yesterday and making plays today. Mac doing his thing out there today, and it just makes everybody else want to be like that and get on that same exact level, you know. So it's great, you know. You see everybody. I guess I would consider myself one of the smaller guys, and you see a big body playing. I'm like, now I want to go do that, you know. So it's great having all kinds of different athletes.
You mentioned Mac. What's it been like getting to know him, and did you ever think that the Bills would welcome in somebody with better hair than you?
Yeah, I was a little upset at first. Nah, he's awesome. Obviously, does his thing, you know, the no shoes, you know, letting the hair flow out. He's a very unique dude, but he's awesome. He's a great leader as well. You know, making sure that he's not going to tell somebody to do something that he's not doing himself, you know. So he's somebody that's setting the standard, setting the example for everybody in the room. And he's just a great dude all around. Not only is he a great athlete on the field, but a great dude off the field to be around and pick his brain for stuff outside of football, too, and just life in general. So he's awesome.
A lot of guys are talking about
or wondering, how do the Bills replace Stephon Diggs? Now that you've seen what this group of receivers is like, is there less concern about replacing Stephon Diggs in some ways, knowing what you've got here? And how has your perspective maybe changed?
Yeah, I mean, obviously losing Steph, it's Stephon Diggs. You know, he's a great athlete, great person, great dude to be around. You know, we have so many moving pieces now that everybody can do everything. And, you know, one moment somebody could be outside, but then the next they move into a slot and another guy comes in and replaces him on the outside, you know. So, and we're not losing a step there. You know, the guys, everybody in that room can make a play at any time when the ball's in their hands, make one guy miss, go, make multiple guys miss and go to the house. So there's a lot of playmaking ability within the room.
How have you seen Curtis Samuel start to assume his role in this offense? Obviously a pretty big day today. What's it like playing alongside a player that can do so much like him?
Yeah, Curtis is awesome. He's somebody, I mean, you put him anywhere and get the ball in his hands and special things are going to happen, you know. And he had a big day today, and just seeing that is, you know, the way he goes about his business is very professional. When he steps on the field, he's always doing the right thing, getting open, and he's definitely somebody that I, you know, when he's on the field, if I'm on the sideline, my eyes are glued watching what he's doing, how he's seeing things. And then when he comes off, asking him, like, you know, hey, you know, what were you thinking there? And it's just, like I said, it's a vet in the game who's been around and made plays and just been doing his thing ever since he entered the league. He's amazing. Amazing dude.
You mentioned the big boy plays from Keon so far in training camp. Just how have you seen him progress in the short time that he's been with the team already? And how important is it for a rookie like him to have some of those big plays early on in training?
Yeah, I guess it's just, you know, getting comfortable within the game. You know, the step from college to the NFL, I think, is a pretty big step. You know, mostly in college, you're going against guys 18 to 22. You get here, you're going against grown men with families, you know. So, you know, getting those reps in early and making those plays early and him getting comfortable within himself and within the game and getting on the same page with Josh as well is huge. And he's been doing that, so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.